Chapter 2. Ron Williamson was born in Ada on February 3, 1953, the only son and last child of Juanita and Roy Williamson. Roy worked as a door-to-door salesman for the Raleigh Home Products Company. He was a fixture in Ada, trudging down the sidewalks in coat and tie with his heavy sample case filled with food supplements, spices, and kitchen products. He always carried a pocket full of candy for the kids who eagerly greeted him. It was a hard way to make a living, physically grueling and with long hours of paperwork at night. His commissions were modest, and soon after Ronnie was born, Juanita took a job with a hospital in Ada. With both parents working, Ronnie naturally fell into the lap of his 12-year-old sister, Annette, and she could not have been happier. She fed him, cleaned him, played with him, pampered and spoiled him. He was a wonderful little plaything she'd been lucky enough to inherit. When Annette wasn't in school, she was babysitting her brother, as well as cleaning the house and preparing dinner. Renee, the middle child, was 5 when Ron was born, and though she had no desire to care for him, she soon became his playmate. Annette bossed her around too, and as they grew older, Renee and Ronnie often tag-teamed against their mother-like guardian. Juanita was a devout Christian, a headstrong woman who had her family in church every Sunday and Wednesday, and whenever other services were offered. The children never missed Sunday school, vacation Bible school, summer camp, revivals, church socials, even a few weddings and funerals. Roy was less devout, but nonetheless adhered to a disciplined lifestyle, a faithful church attendance, absolutely no alcohol, gambling, swearing, card playing, or dancing, and complete devotion to his family. He was strict with his rules and quick to yank off his belt and deliver bold threats or an actual lick or two, usually to the backside of his only son. The family worshipped at the First Pentecostal Holiness Church, an energetic, full-gospel congregation. As Pentecostals, they believed in a fervent prayer life, the constant nurturing of a personal relationship with Christ, faithfulness to the church and all aspects of its work, diligent study of the Bible, and a loving embrace of other members. Worship was not for the timid, with vibrant music, fiery sermons, and emotional participation from the congregation, which often included the speaking of unknown tongues, on-the-spot healing or laying on of hands, and a general openness in expressing, loudly, whatever emotion the Spirit was pulling forth. Young children were taught the colorful stories of the Old Testament and were prompted to memorize the more popular Bible verses. They were encouraged to accept Christ at an early age, to confess sin, ask the Holy Spirit to enter their lives for eternity, and follow the example of Christ with a public baptism. Ronnie accepted Christ at the age of 6 and was baptized in the Blue River, south of town, at the end of a long spring revival. The Williamsons lived quietly in a small house on 4th Street, on the east side of Ada, near the college. For relaxation, they visited relatives in the area, stayed busy with church work, and camped occasionally at a nearby state park. They had little interest in sports, but that changed dramatically when Ronnie discovered baseball. He started playing with the other boys on the street, pickup games of a dozen varieties and endless rule changes. From the beginning, it was obvious that his arm was strong and his hands were quick. He swung the bat from the left side of the plate. He was hooked on the game from day one, and was soon bugging his father to buy him a glove and a bat. Spare money was scarce around the house, but Roy took the kids shopping. An annual rite was born, the early springtime trip to Haynes Hardware for the selection of a new glove, and it was usually the most expensive one in the store.